Okay, this is Dave Adelson. This is the Coordinating Committee of the Pacifica National Board. It's 9:32 p.m. Eastern on Friday, the 5th Coordinating Committee meeting. We just had an executive session to discuss confidential legal issues, and we are now moving into our public session. And the first item on the agenda would be a call of the roll. Mary Berg is the secretary. Call the roll, Mary?
Dave, could you please do this? I'm not at home and I have no papers with me.
I would really
appreciate it. I can take the notes, but I don't have my roll
okay,
call
great.
Or anything.
So, Greg Guma?
Yeah. Here.
Lonnie Hicks?
Here.
Ambrose Lane?
Here.
Lydia Brazon?
Here.
Deb Shafto?
Here.
Ray LaForest?
Yeah.
Teresa Allen?
Here.
Rundawa
here,
and Dave Adelson is here. We have a guest on the call, our corporate counsel, Dan Siegel. Dan, you're there?
Yes.
And Mary Berg, that's right.
Mary Berg is here.
Okay, so we have a unanimous attendance, and the purpose of this call is to deal with planning for the PNB meeting at the end of January. I proposed a series of sections of it to sort of keep us to time. And I proposed an agenda of logistical planning for 15 minutes, the Friday session planning, which will include the board orientation for 20 minutes, a discussion of feature stations, thematic discussions, 10 and 15 minutes respectively, and the remainder of the time on issues from the staff, which were circulated to us by Greg, and which I retransmitted. I'd want to suggest that we flip the Friday session planning, the board orientation, and the logistical planning so that Dan can stay with us for that piece and then hop off. Is there a motion to accept that agenda?
Yeah.
I still move. Okay.
Second.
Is there any discussion about it? Anything to add or subtract? Okay, hearing nothing, then if there's no objection, we'll go for it on that basis. So, Deb, can you keep time?
Yes, I will.
Okay, let us know. So the first thing is planning for the Friday session, which is 20 minutes. If you could let us know 5 minutes before we're done. So we'll have a new PMB coming in. Some of us will be on it. Others may not. I think so far we know Ambrose, definitely. Don't know about anybody else, but... we need to have some board orientation, and at least from my perspective, I think we should also spend some time in public session talking about goal setting for the year. But it's open for discussion, and I don't know, Greg, whether you wanted to, or Dan, you wanted to talk about what sort of board orientation you were thinking of, and then we can throw it open more widely.
Well, at Greg's... instruction, I have developed a orientation which I'm going to test market on the KPFK LSB tomorrow, which deals with kind of the governance structure, who has what authority, issues of confidentiality, personnel, policy, fiduciary duty, and conflicts of interest. And I've got something in writing. I suspect it's going to take me about a half an hour to present it tomorrow, and we'll see how it goes with the discussion. But I think it might be useful for new PNB members as well.
Okay.
Can I ask?
Do you have anything to add, Greg? And then we'll.
Not only that, he's doing this in association with. Our HR director, Yolanda Thomas, who is also has material on, responsibilities and conduct-related issues. I don't know. I haven't seen the specifics of that, but I think a half hour might be optimistic, but we'll know more tomorrow as to how well that goes. But I do think it would be good to do this with the board at the beginning of the year, probably the both of them.
This is Teresa. I have something to add, too.
Go ahead.
We do have a parliamentarian here, and he could give some presentation perhaps on parliamentary procedure, on effective board meetings, and what you might call meeting terrorists. We also do have people from the Texas Association of Attorney, see, trial, see, Texas
Accountants
and Lawyers for the Arts, TALA. There's a woman named Jane Lowry that could possibly do a presentation on effective boards. There's also someone here with the United Way. We're a member of the United Way. Julie Haggerty should perhaps do something on effective boards. We also have a mediator that's donated a lot of time. He's with TALA. His name is Jeff Abrams, and he could talk about mediation. So these are things that are available to us at a very affordable price because we're members of these organizations. So let us know, and it's really an issue of who's available more than a cost at this point.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead.
I would like to see more of the board training that both Dan and Yolanda would give us for part of our day, and then spend, as you have recommended, Dave, which is what most boards do, is at the beginning of the year, they have a strategic planning session where we can plan for the year as to what are our, the big issues that we are going to keep at the forefront. And also, what are the things that we are obligated to do? If Dan and Yolanda tell us what our, inform us more profoundly about our responsibilities, then that, within that context and the bylaws, of course, is that we should first look at what are we supposed to be doing right now? What are those things we are absolutely obligated to do, which includes certain evaluations and so forth yearly in a timely manner? And then proceed from there with what are the things that we would like to accomplish. I know Dave has asked me in the past what did I want to accomplish on this board? He said this to me at the beginning of 06. And, that's a question that I think needs to be posed to the entire board, go around. And that would be, to me, more concrete than having more of the other training sessions from people who may be great, but there is, a little bit of a learning curve with Pacifica. And also, I think we just need to get more concrete and have something to move on immediately. But that's my vision.
It's very funny that she said that, because I didn't talk to her about it at all.
Come on, Dave.
No, it's true. Live in the same town. We talk plenty, but I'm
just
not dancing. But in thinking about it, what I was hoping was we could get a certain amount of the structural stuff, maybe spend an hour or two on that. And then in retreat, where it's just the board is sort of getting to know each other period of time, where we just talk to each other about, why we're there, et cetera. But then in open session, exactly what she said, I think it's important for the board to know what each person thinks is a really important priority for the board. Because we've done these facilitated trainings or planning before, and it always ends up you get 5-10 minutes and everybody splats a bunch of things on the board. We decide we want to do all of it, and it doesn't work. So, I don't know whether it needs to be facilitated or not, but I was definitely hoping to do something where each person has a space of a few minutes to talk about what they'd like to accomplish on the board once we've had some of the formal training.
But this would be in public session?
Well, I think some of it should be.
Yeah, I think so myself, but I just wanted to...
Yeah, I also think that... Oh, I'm sorry.
Pardon?
Well, I was just going to say, I also think that I don't see any reason why Dan's training cannot be in public session. I think that the
right.
listeners should definitely find out what we're getting. And so,
yeah,
I mean, the less we do in executive session or even in retreat, I think it would be better.
Wait a minute.
I think there does need to be some amount in executive session to
yes,
be able
I agree.
To talk about.
I agree. I agree. And I would personally like to see, because we'll probably have to have a briefing at that point on our suits, as well as have an early morning you know, executive session, but try to keep that as brief as possible and then spend the rest of the day in public session.
Teresa?
We have a room at the hotel, and I'm telling them we need it from about 9 in the morning until 4, although I think probably you want to stop at 3 or something like that. But if we get hung up on this, I mean, these are not executive sessions in the sense of talking about, privileged information, but I think a training session is a training session, and obviously you're not expecting members of the local station board or the public just to be popping in. I mean,
can we talk about
what's from 9 to 4?
Mary Berg, I'd like to be on the stack.
Sarv, did you have something first?
Yeah, I just want to say it because I'm not going to be here very long. First of all, I think that I agree with Teresa. You know, this is not an executive session in the sense that we're going to take any action of any kind. And I think it's a get-together of people that haven't seen before and get to know each other. And also, looking broadly, I think it's good to know and learn for new members as well as old ones. The board member, their duties and fiduciary responsibilities, board members, how they are to conduct themselves, the code of conduct, and maybe ethics, a general overview, as required in California, I know, for government servants, they have to undergo an ethics training. So some kind of an overview. Then, of course, the foundation obligations and responsibilities as well as a nonprofit, and I think that we should not overlook the overall mission of the network, what we are here for. And I think that Teresa, when we had a training in Houston one time, you had a man and a woman who came there and gave a outstanding, in my view, training. It covered the legal aspects of it. And it was very, very inspiring overview of the mission of the network and the foundation.
Fahim Hamid and his...
What was the name? What was the name?
Fahim Hamid.
That's right.
He has a law degree.
That's right.
Yeah. He was a lawyer. And then there's another lady who covered the cultural and other aspects of the mission of the network. And I thought that was a really beautiful thing. And it was a very inspiring overview. And I think we need something like that because, you know, all through the year, we're going to be hashing out the details of nitty-gritty everything anyway, and we're not going to escape that. But I think it's not a bad idea when you just start out to have some kind of a thing that charges your batteries and inspires you to do your job well and have a full understanding and the responsibilities of it. So that's all I had to say. And if we can incorporate that on Friday, I think it would be just beautiful, and if those people are right there, maybe Teresa can help with that, and that's just my idea.
I agree with that.
Well, I would think to hire Fahim Hamid to do something like that would, you know, cost, between $500 and $1,000, and I was not imagining that. I mean, I could ask, but I would like to explore the other options. If Dan is working with the HR department, I didn't write down the things he wanted to cover, but he sounds like he might be able to cover some of these things.
Teresa, excuse me, Dave, one sec. No, I didn't mean that. I just used him as kind of, you know, Dan can fill his shoes in as far as the obligations and the responsibilities, fiduciary responsibility of the board members, and because he's well aware of that in the state of California as well as many of the boards. And Dan can do that. But what I meant was not to overlook the other aspects of our mission of a network, the cultural aspects of it, and have some kind of a little inspiration, too, rather than the, you know, old boring technicalities of all the time and inspire people that just come on the board. That's all.
Were you finished, Teresa?
Yeah, thank you.
I'm finished. Sorry.
I also think there needs to be a component where new board members are brought up to date on the pending stuff before us. the things we should go review, I think. There should be a period, I think, where we review, and maybe, Dan, this is in your thing, but where we review motions we have passed and items that are presently in committee.
Mary Bird, did you have me on the stack?
No, go ahead.
Oh, I agree totally with Lydia, except for a briefing such as, you know, some of these issues, the legal issues that are facing us and these cases or whatever. I don't see any reason why the rest of it, the orientation, including what each person has to say, and if there is someone like the woman Sarve referred to, who would be, I'm not quite sure what she did, but I know it was very impressive. So all that should be part of the public session, I think. So we only would have however long it takes, Dan, to give us the updates on these cases and whatnot. And I don't know what kind of thing other than that, as to board training, would have to be the executive session. Is there anything? I don't see why. I agree with Lydia on that.
Body on the stack.
Why couldn't the public hear what our obligations and responsibilities and our fiduciary responsibilities are and
Absolutely.
What we plan to do about it? I don't see why not. Is there a reason?
Lonnie?
I was just going to suggest that. You know,
let's speak louder. Lonnie can't hear you.
Okay, here we go. I was going to suggest, you know, there are specific things that the board has to do over the course of the year. And maybe, you know, constructing a board calendar so that people on the board would know what components of board business has to be done when over the course of that year.
Mm-hmm.
And one product we would come away with is a board calendar where each month we know, or each board meeting, we know what has to positively get done. That would be the budget, the audits, the evaluation process, looking at calendaring those things right from the beginning. And then you can see what can be done once we've identified the essentials. And maybe that's part of building a timeline for board activities as well.
Okay. As we go through this stuff, I think we do a little brainstorming, and then we're going to need to move into some specific recommendations so people can be thinking a little bit about that. Maybe we can talk a little bit more about it to get the ideas out and then consider some concrete things.
Mary Berg, point of information, the timeline sounds really good. Who would put that together? Would that be Lonnie or somebody else? Because I think that would be a handout, right? That sounds very good.
I have one.
Huh?
Lonnie happened to have one.
This is Lydia.
There was somebody else before you.
So did I get an answer as to who would put this together?
I was going to continue to let people speak on it because I think there's a single answer.
Mm-hmm.
Ambrose, did you want to speak? You, I heard.
I think that every new board member ought to be given a package that will include the Articles of Incorporation, the Constitution and bylaws, if it were possible, a year's minutes, and anything that we feel should be highlighted. And if Dan has a list of legal issues, that should be also given. You introduce your new board members to the reality of the corporation, to the fact that there is a vision that begins with the Articles of Incorporation. And so I always give that to my new board members so that they are on board and they know what's happened in the past year.
Okay.
Articles of Incorporation, and what else, please?
Bylaws.
Constitution, bylaws. And I used to give them a year's set of minutes.
Okay.
Came up to several hours.
And then what about on Robert's Rules of Order?
Well, that's No. That's a positive and a negative.
Yeah, right.
You know, I have a little board manual that I developed years and years ago that explains what a board member should be and do. And the last two pages are the major motions and so forth that under Robert Schuh's order. But most of it is dealing with what the role of a board member is.
This is Lydia. Are we ready for the motions? Yeah. Proposal.
What I think would be nice is that we get the people start writing down their concrete proposals rather than getting carried off into having to deal with one and then eat up all the time on the first one. So people could write down their ideas as a concrete motion, then we can try and process them as a very quickly, serially. Would that be all right with people?
Yeah. But my question is, are we ready to move forward on that?
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody have any objection or anything further before we plunge into actually making these as specific recommendations to the board?
Well, I would like to say one. May I say something?
Mm-hmm.
I do want to reiterate again that I would like to hear again what what's in Dan's training, what his proposal for the training is, and as I understand it, we're going to make different. We're going to put the agenda together for that Friday right now, the Friday during the day.
Recommendations.
What we're going to do is make some recommendations to the board, and I shudder to think of the time we will spend processing just that at the board meeting. It was a whole can of worms, deciding to do it this way. But we're going to make some recommendations about what we think should be done, and we'll let the board adopt the recommendations it chooses.
Okay. Well, I don't have any. I don't intend to be on the national board, and I don't have any preference, for anything except I am somewhat confused when Lydia and Mary talk about making what I think it should be some sort of training for the board into a public session, because I think that the public session in the evening is. Very, very different than what we need to accomplish during the day. Thank you.
Oh, Mary Berg, can I?
Wait, I had a comment. Mine was first a question, so I could proceed with it. If the answer was yes, we're ready, then I have my proposal.
Okay. Is there no objection? Let's go straight into it.
Okay. My proposal is to start out with an executive session, and I recommend an hour and a half, no more than 2 hours. With an update on the legal issues before us. Then move into a two-hour session with Yolanda and Dan, and then the remainder of the day
you're going too fast. A two-hour session?
No, maximum 2 hours. An hour and a half to 2 hours, executive session.
Oh.
In the morning. For briefing on executive issue, whatever, we have so many legal issues pending, obviously, having, with Dan present, obviously. And on the other hand, if everything gets resolved before that, we don't have to deal with it, but it's unlikely. Okay, then
Lydia?
Yes.
I had been thinking in terms of our prior practice, which is legal issues before the foundation, as in concrete, things that have to be dealt with, would be, I was thinking we would do it on Sunday morning as we usually do, and I was thinking that this part would be about the briefing about legal responsibilities.
Yes, the briefing is about legal responsibilities, but I had thought so that we have Sunday that becomes more productive as a result of are, so much work that we have. It's just a recommendation. I don't have a problem with Sunday, a major problem with Sunday, but I thought it would be good to kind of, A, get it out of the way, B, it puts the training into some context when you see what the new board members in particular find out what the legal issues are that are before us. So it could just be a brief or a briefing for an hour or something, but I suggest some executive session to begin with. then move into Yolanda and Dan giving us a board training, which the board training we're having at KPFK tomorrow is in public session, Teresa. So, you know, unless we run into some unforeseen problems, I don't think it's going to be an issue. But nevertheless, okay, so then go into an open public training, board training, and then leave the remainder of the day, whether we elect to have that go till 4, on what we had talked before, is strategic planning for the board and developing the calendar at that point. I mean, I think then Lonnie can bring his issues forward, but we can also add the other issues that we all feel need to be on that calendar. It's what we do locally here. I usually am the person to put out the recommended dates that we're going to meet, and I put in the fund drive dates, go in there, and so forth. So we block out that time and then hopefully schedule our forums and everything in between, right? So, and same thing when the evaluations are due and all of that. That's the purpose of developing a calendar. But I don't think it can be done ahead of time. We have to develop it in that afternoon session. So that's my proposal.
Okay, so the just to read it, it's a 1.5 to 2 hour executive session, a briefing on legal issues before the foundation and possibly legal responsibilities. And then in public session, a training from Dan and Yolanda, organized by Dan, Yolanda, and Yolanda on board responsibilities, et cetera. Then the remainder of the day, strategic planning for the board, including board calendaring. May I speak to a point here? I think we also need to have a section where the executives, Lonnie and Greg, talk to the board about, you know, what it is they do and what it is they're doing.
Oh, absolutely.
And if perhaps that could be part of the on the board training that would include things like the organizational chart, existing issues, all the rest. I don't know, maybe that. Well, anyhow, I'd like to amend it to say that the board training section of it in the morning include a presentation from the executives organized by them on what they're doing.
Dave, can I suggest something?
Dave, are you amending the proposal I put forward? May I respond?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, I see a presentation by Lonnie and Greg being the same as the presentation of the rest of the board members, not gelled together necessarily, but as part of the later session. And I say that because they are members of the board. They're not voting members, but they're definitely members of the board. And
no, they're not. They're officers of the foundation. They're members of the
committee. Members.
Well,
no, they're not. They're members of this committee, and Lonnie's a member of the finance committee. But formally in the bylaws, they're not. They're officers of the foundation. They
right.
are not as the managers are, or were at least back in the LAB's days. I think now on the bylaws. They're ex officio members
right.
of the board.
Oh, it's not on
they
the PMB. Okay.
Right.
Okay, but anyway, but I still, I don't interpret management giving us board training. So
right.
I would prefer having our attorney and the HR person giving us
right.
the actual board training, and then we start out the afternoon session, strategic
right.
session, listening to, you know, having the input from the CFO and the ED. What do they need from us as a board? And, you know, the back and forth, the more collegial unified unit that follows that initial board training. That would be
okay,
my vision.
So I'm willing. Go ahead, Star.
No. I was saying about that I happen to concur with Lydia on this one. That, you know, an overview and obligation and duties and responsibilities of board members, looking from a legal standpoint and all that kind of stuff, and code of conduct. I think that should be standalone kind of training, and our needs and requirements for our organization to function in a proper way. The details of it, I think, in the afternoon that'd be a good follow up, and we can give it some time for that. And But I still, anyway, that's just my opinion.
Mary Bird?
Hang on. Deb told us we're at time, so are people willing to extend time for about another 10, 15 minutes to finish this?
I move to extend by 10.
Yeah.
Any objection?
No.
Okay. Mary was wanted to talk?
Yeah. I guess it's a point of information, because Lydia, you have strategic stuff. You have the part that Sarvit talked about which I really think we need training in, an overview of what this mission is, and the part that David talked about where each person says what they want to accomplish
on
this
board.
Where would that go?
Yeah,
I think both of those things are very important, and especially the mission, because everybody says they follow it, but nobody seems to know what it means. So those two things, where do you envision them going?
Right, again, in the portion after the formal board training by Yolanda and Dan.
Well,
and
then that would
hear,
be
well,
the afternoon.
In the afternoon.
It would be the afternoon.
The afternoon. Then it could be followed by a presentation by Lonnie and Greg.
Yeah.
And then we go into, and I actually think a discussion about the mission statement is the next best thing to have there that sets up our strategic planning session and calendar and all of that.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Where in this process do you envision what was talked about? I think it was Ambrose and maybe others. Where we review existing motions and what was it you were talking about, Ambrose? Sorry.
He just wanted the paperwork in the
no.
Okay.
He wanted a paper, a package,
like
the one that Lonnie did and the national office put it together last year for us.
Okay, I guess what I'm thinking of is we should really briefly review that. In other words, what I find is when you drop a stack of paper on people, three of them read it, and the rest don't know.
I agree.
Where would going through a review of that material just to give an overview be?
That would be in that same afternoon session. If we go, if we're breaking it all down, I was going to lump the whole strategic session in the afternoon, but if we're breaking it down, then the way it goes right now is after a little bit of executive session and you have the training by Dan and Yolanda,
just
and you
public,
have a presentation
right?
by Lonnie and Greg, and you have a brief discussion about the mission statement to get us going and set us up, then we can launch into a review of what we've done in the past. That is the next logical place for it before we launch into the calendarizing of the year and, our
and where was the
and
part,
so forth.
And where was the part that you had started off with the suggestion of where each person sort of talks about what they'd like to see accomplished and what they'd like to
right
do.
I would say right after the mission statement.
And that starts the afternoon, right?
Yeah, you want to go through it again. After Dan and Yolanda is Greg and Lonnie. After Greg and Lonnie is the mission statement. Then after the mission statement, it could be everybody's whatever, personal statement
review
or
of
whatever. And then the review of documents. And then we go into, now that we've seen what we've done and what we should be doing, we have all the tools to move forward and plan on what we will do next. Does that make sense?
Go ahead, sir.
We have, these are hundreds of motions that we have developed over the year, and over the last 2 years, as a matter of fact. And it's going to be a just very, very chaotic kind of thing to try to dissect every one of them and talk about them in an hour or something like that with 25 people or something.
May I respond?
Sure.
Okay. No, I think that what happens is that if we decide to go, if the board decides to adopt our recommendation, whatever comes out of here, and that's included, then if a package can be developed, as was done last January with all of the motions, which I found to be enormously helpful.
Oh, yes.
That then all of us have a personal responsibility on this board to review. There are some that all of us are more interested in than others, not the day we get the book, but we already, most of us have put forward motions that we know are still, you know, ongoing. And the entire board needs to just be put on notice, like all of these motions that you know that we've gone through. This entire board, the current board, has all of those minutes. So the only ones that would have a shorter period of time to go through them would be the new board members. I don't know that there are going to be that many new board members, but
who knows?
Yeah, but we don't know at this point. But anyway, so we have plenty of time to kind of focus on that, and some of the other folks will have the night before when they get their books. But but nevertheless, I'm not recommending we go through every single motion or anything like that. These are like highlights and overviews, and I would also recommend that this happen throughout the year too. This does not have to be the last strategic session. Every time we have a meeting, every time we have a PMB meeting, we could devote a couple of hours to seeing where we thought we should be at this point and moving forward. So there you go.
I would like to have a guided review of key motions having to do with certain things, like, for example, what's the communication policy? What do you do when you want information? What's the policy for getting counsel? You know, getting advice from counsel. What is
the policy manual?
Those are the two of the big ones. But basically, what we've agreed as a board about how we get our business done, and I think it makes a little bit of sense to have that. I don't want to overplan, because we could like make every single little decision and then put it before our whole board. So
right,
I like the thematic approach. I like to say morning session dealing with this, afternoon session dealing with this, and granting the authority for scheduling the thing to so and so.
Yes.
But I do think that well, I don't. That's all I'll say.
Well, Mary Bird here. The way that
hold on, I think our timekeeper just told us something about time.
Oh. 5 minutes.
Oh,
okay.
Well, the time, the way I thought from what Lydia said, the time she's talking about, it would be the executive session, Dan and Yolanda, and then I don't know if there's time for Greg and Lonnie, but then either that would start the afternoon session, or the mission section and the board members' comments about what they want to do. That would... either Greg's and Lonnie's thing would start the afternoon, or the mission would, and then the rest would follow the strategic. That's what it looked like to me. Which did you envision?
I think the mission should go in the morning session.
Mission, anything to set it up, and then Greg and Lonnie, that's fine. And then the rest is like, it's like Dave says, I didn't want to get as finite as the questions were asked, although we should be prepared to answer them for the full board, but I would just rather say the afternoon is a strategic session that could include the following.
The mission would have to, okay, but I'm trying to get a timeline. I don't think we can do much more in the morning, but the executive session and then Dan and Yolanda's presentation and maybe the management's presentations. But the rest would have to, the mission for sure would start the afternoon.
Yes, that would be good.
Could we amend this to ask that the executive director work with, would it be okay to have him work with Sarv and me as chair and vice chair to organize the details?
Okay.
You mean to recommend to the full board?
No, I mean what I think the board is approving, yes, we want a session that does this. Then somebody has to do the work to make sure that that happens, and you have to assign that to somebody, and I would think that it would be good to assign it to Greg. Do you have any issue with being the person who would be the main organizer, and then you'd consult with? Is it okay with people?
Well, the way that we've done it before, just to remind you, is that you and I have essentially taken our guide from this committee, and then brought it to the PNB, and they've tweaked it. Afterwards, we've done it initially. I don't have a problem adding Sarv to that.
I would like to add Sarv to it because of his mission perspective.
Yeah,
as long as we can get this done in a prompt way so that the board has a chance to review it on the 12th, because if it doesn't happen then, I doubt whether it will.
My thinking was not that we would be asking them to approve that this piece is 1 hour and that piece is an hour and a half and that one goes first. That the idea is this section includes these elements, that section includes these elements, and we let, you know, the three of us be responsible for scheduling the thing and coordinating it.
But I would like us. I would like you to send. I have no problem with that. I would like that, and the three of you, when it's done,
send it to
all of us prior to. We all know what it is. It's a little bit
and
weird.
Not on the day before when we're getting.
Right, right. Send it before we're meeting on the 12th.
Of course. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
So we have to get together within the next week to do this. That's fine with me.
Lydia, you won't be here, right?
No, I'll be in Nicaragua.
Yeah, so.
I mean, realistically speaking, Dave, this is going to happen before the 11th because you're going to be in transit after that.
Right.
We don't need to get the detailed stuff done before the board. What I'm asking is our recommendation to the board is to trust us to do a fairly
the
simple
detail.
Task that's detailed.
Yeah.
So they're giving us guidance saying, go do this, and we'll go do it. But we don't have to have it done by the time the board meeting happens. My amendment is that what we're presenting to the board is saying this is what the session's going to be, and these are the people responsible for organizing the details.
Oh,
good.
My feeling is that the board always wants more detail, and so whatever you, as much detail, I would say a more concrete proposal that you have ready by the 12th.
Well, I think that right now, what Lydia suggested there, and with some modifications, the broad kind of segments, I think they're pretty much in place.
Yeah, I can't see anything that you wouldn't be able to send out by the 12th. I mean, we've
already
laid it out, basically. You can just tweak it between now and the 12th.
Well, by the 11th. Because
and have something concrete to approve.
Right.
This is not going to be hiring any outside people like we have had in the past. Then we had to say, go ahead, move ahead with the details, because obviously, blah, blah, blah. But in this case, it's just a matter of the time. And if you don't give us something more specific, we break down into having everybody's idea in the world, which is why, it's like with our local calendar, we already come up with a proposal rather than just saying, which day, which of the 7 days and which of the 24 hours would you like to meet?
Exactly.
You need something. And so give us something, we can always, tweak it or whatever, but then it's done.
Mm-hmm.
This one is not, there's not much to figure out.
This is Teresa. I move that we add another 10 minutes of discussion.
Dave, I have to leave.
Yeah.
Why don't you go ahead with your comment before you go, sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I was going to say that just the broad categories that Lydia put out there seem like, we have a general kind of agreement, and then we can go from there and start looking for persons there to deal with it. We have Dan there. We have Yolanda there. Greg and Lonnie would be there. We need somebody to talk about the mission. I think maybe perhaps Ambrose or somebody, somebody else. We have our own people, and so they can cover all aspects of our mission when they talk about that, and also the technicalities. Greg and Lonnie can talk about that, of the network, and our broad concerns of our members. We can take care of that in the session. So I think we have the time, and we have the people to take care of it, and we can maybe make a decision here tonight and just start looking for people.
Okay, Teresa, do you really want to spend time? Do you feel we need to go for it? I don't have anything.
Well,
I want
to bring a few things up that have to do with logistics. For one thing, for example, the hotel would like a count and a list of people by the 10th of January, and that's really a pretty normal thing, but as I understand it, WPFW, I mean, I'd like to know when you're going to elect your people to the PNB, everybody.
We've already elected.
Thank
you, Dave.
They already did, but that's not this agenda item. We have an item on it. We're trying to process this and move.
Right.
Thank you, Dave, and thank you, everyone. I got to leave.
Take care.
Dave, I'm going to have to get off the call and then get back on.
Okay.
Mary Bird.
The logistics are the next item.
Mary Bird here. I don't think we need to we seem to have a pretty good agreement. Can we just agree on this format and that you three people will send this out with as much detail as you can put, just for the reasons that Lydia said, so we don't spend all the time in the full meeting discussing every little detail. Enough to forestall a whole, and it looks like there's detail anyway. Can you send it out by the 11th so that we can just see it, and then we meet on the 12th? Can we just vote on that now? We seem to not have anything.
Well, I just
make the motion, and I'll second it.
I move that we Dave did make this motion,
try it. It's not worth it. I'll withdraw it.
I thought that was your motion. Okay.
Exactly. But Lonnie's trying to speak, and in committee you can't close debate if a member still wants to speak. So, Lonnie?
I'll just be quick. I just wanted to get the understanding that there are specific things that we want to have accomplished at that board meeting, and I'm thinking about the elections, letting people know in advance, especially new people, what, you know, are the products that we anticipate. And I'm thinking about elections, letting them know. If we want to put on goals as a product we want from that board meeting, and the calendar, you know, sort of action items that theoretically we'd like to see happen at the board meeting. Those are the only three that I can think of that presumably you would want to try to do. Maybe there are others. But anyway, whatever you folks come up with, at least being clear on what action items hopefully that board meeting would produce.
Point of information, we're only talking about Friday right now. We're not talking about Saturday and Sunday. Is that not correct?
That's correct.
Yeah.
So there's not necessarily any actions. This is just informative stuff. We develop something, right? Is that correct?
On that one, I think it would be good, Lonnie, if we left that up to the board to decide on its action items.
Sure.
I mean,
sure.
Because we already have, for example, a budget calendar. That's the pace at which we have to get things done. We already know certain other things. If what you're talking about is the issue of, for example, you raised evaluations, that's something the board really needs to decide on. I'd agree with Mary that for Friday, I think the getting to action items by the end of the day might be a problem. I'd like to see us do it by the end of the weekend.
Right.
Yeah, sure, I understand. Sure.
So,
okay, if there's no further discussion, can we just review the motion and vote it?
Do it.
Actually, do we need a rereading of it? Okay, if we don't, then is there any objection to adopting the proposal by Lydia?
She just left the call for a few minutes.
She came back.
Oh.
Aren't you back,
I'm
Lydia?
Sorry, what? Yeah, I'm back. Pardon? What was the question?
I'm back, but
I'm in transit. Go ahead.
Who has this written down? I just want to be sure we have it written down.
What I have written down is the things that Lydia said and the items to be included. And the general order, first the executive session starting at 10 or whatever time we say, then the presentation of Dan and Yolanda, and then presentations by Greg and Lonnie Hicks, then overview of the mission statement, a short statement from each member as to what they want to accomplish on the board, and then last item on the Friday daytime session, the strategic session, where including a session for strategic planning, including board calendaring.
Lydia. The only thing that I would amend is I would put the mission statement before Greg and Lonnie. That could end the morning. We could go to lunch and then get into.
A problem with that, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't have. I don't feel.
The rest of what I have is that we also that's the general idea, and then Greg, Sarv, and Dave will develop this the details as much details as they can put so that it looks presentable, and present and send that out to us on the 11th for presentation to the full board on the 12th. That's what I have.
Right. And they also know already the specifics of reviewing the motions and the calendarizing, all of that can be just a list of things that we would be covering. And, our, and of course, the introductions and getting to know the new board members and so forth.
Well, yeah.
But they can work that out.
Oh, and I have something else.
Was not, the only thing that was not in the motion that I heard was a very short time for people's comments. And
oh,
I,
no, I put that in. That would be right after.
Okay.
I have that as right after the mission statement.
Oh, I'm talking about the comment that they have to be short. I actually don't
think. Oh, yeah, okay. No, they don't have to be short.
Yeah, a short comment, a short statement from each person as to what they want to accomplish on the board, right?
Right, but I never said short.
Right.
Oh, but Dave
We didn't see short.
He said short. I put down short.
But I know you did, but that wasn't there, and I'd like it not to be there.
Oh, you don't want it there. Okay.
Right.
Gotcha. I misunderstood you. Sorry about that. I thought David said it initially. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Is there any objection to adopting that?
Sounds good.
Hallelujah. Business has been accomplished. Onward. Dan, are you still here?
Yes.
Glutton for punishment, eh? Anything further you want to add? You're welcome to stay as long as you want, but maybe not on the clock.
No, I'm ready to go to dinner.
Well, enjoy yourself. Thank you.
Mary Berg has a point of personal whatever. I have some pressing family issues. I'm going to have to leave the call pretty soon, and I can take the notes off of the stream, but if anybody makes specific motions, maybe they could type them to me.
Okay. Is anybody willing to take that on?
Well, it's just... what I'm saying is anybody that makes motions, if they could send them to me.
Oh, okay.
Say goodnight.
I can take the rest of
the...
Good night, Dan. Have a good dinner. Don't eat too much. Don't eat too much. And then I can get the rest off a line, but it would be simpler if I had the final form of people's motions just sent to me.
Okay. All right.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to have to go, but I'm sure you'll all do a wonderful job.
Thank you.
I'm very sorry to have to miss this because it's important to me. But anyway, okay, good night.
Good night.
Mary.
So, Teresa and I were on logistics, and the draft agenda said that we were going to spend, 15 minutes on this. Go ahead.
I have a few questions. Number one, do we have all of our PNB members now elected except Houston?
No, L.A. is electing them tomorrow. New York, how are you guys doing?
We have a meeting next week, I believe Wednesday. I could check specifically for that.
And I don't think Berkeley's done it yet either.
Zarv? Oh, they're both gone. Oh, we should have asked while they were on.
And who are the PNB members from Washington?
Well, WPFW has already done it.
Could you name them, please?
Oh, sure. Rob Robinson, A.C. Byrd, Ambrose Lane, and Thomas Ruffin.
So Thomas is a new one?
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, WBI's meeting is on Tuesday the 9th. So we'll know after that.
Okay. Well, as soon as you get these people's names, would you send me their names and their contact
information,
and also give it to Donna Gates because she needs to get that information. They need to get their airline tickets. If you wait too long, they're going to be really expensive airline tickets.
Yes.
KPFA is doing theirs on the 13th.
Did we decide if Dan Siegel is going to be joining us? Was that decided already by a board vote? Or
what? In Houston?
He's joining us in Houston, right?
Well, he's not going to give the training by teleconference, I don't think.
You've previously voted that he's present at all meetings.
I know. Did we vote to have him at all meetings? That was my question. I didn't remember if
no.
we
yes,
actually
did.
Taken
no. that. No, we didn't.
No? I thought
we
you had.
No, we did not. No, we kept getting pushed down to the bottom of ridiculous agendas.
Yeah, no, we didn't.
Okay, so, Teresa, can you just make sure that the arrangements include him when you notify Donna? Because we're all going to forget. We'll just be thinking about our own flights. Our own directors.
I'll make sure he knows.
Are
he
you
knows.
Saying that we have him on retainer the whole weekend?
You know what?
I would assume
we're asking him to come. He's going to give us the best price he can. And I think that I guess it's a decision of this committee. I think we should have him there that whole weekend, particularly at the
too.
First meeting. That would be my recommendation.
And I think that should be the committee, the recommendation from this committee, short of having voted on that motion to have it at all of our PMB meetings. Yeah.
He has already made plans with Yolanda to be in Houston to train the LSBs as well as the board.
Okay.
Cancel that, but he was thinking that since he had to come anyway, he might do both at the same time.
Great.
Well,
so is there any objection to that?
I didn't hear that. Sorry.
The motion is that the coordinating committee recommends that our attorney be invited to attend for the full weekend. And I think an aside is if there's a portion of the schedule that doesn't require his presence, he could use it to train the Houston LSB.
Well, okay,
that
sounds good. So this is where I have a question. I mean, one question that might come from the board would simply be, for example, would we have any activities on the last day, let's say, where his presence would be necessary? And I think that we should offer, some kind of answer to that. Although I would say practically, my experience is that based on the way board meetings have been going, that most likely we would be needing him. I'm just saying that as a recommendation, it should be more substantial than that.
Yeah, I mean, to me, he's doing the training on Friday. We could say he just comes for 2 days and schedule a thing to deal with. Because the Friday he's giving us a briefing, but at each of these meetings we've had sessions where we conceivably had to make some decisions on the legal front.
I think it should be the full weekend because we don't know what's going to come up. It's why we've also been having those executive sessions on Sunday. I think it would be important just to have him the whole weekend. I mean, it's just
and
kind
I
of
also,
crazy.
I also
it'll be
think
more expensive if we have to have him extend once he's there. So change his
I also
plane.
Think that there'll be some one of the things in thematic discussions. I want to talk there at some point during that weekend. We need to bring back some of what we're doing on the licensing and distribution front, and that's. Dan is basically going to be responsible for writing a lot of the stuff having to do with intellectual property agreements and rights and whatnot. So he's going to be important for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
well,
Ray, I'm not suggesting that we decide while at the board meeting that whether they should stay or not. I'm suggesting that before we make the recommendation to the whole PNB that we make the recommendation based on some more specific information.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Well, I mean...
I would like to not
yeah.
take that time, and we could maybe draft... Members can draft a statement of some of the reasons, and maybe why don't we as a committee circulate drafts of that and then transmit it to the board with the recommendation. Would that be okay?
Yeah.
That's good.
I'm confused. What is that again?
We will offline write we'll ask one or two members to write, the items, write up the items that the attorney is going to, Dan's presence will be useful for and transmit that with the motion so we don't have to do that right now during the call.
Okay.